This is James Jude Courtney. I'm the new Michael Myers, and you're listening to the Epic Film Guys podcast. Thanks for being here, guys.
Fruity yummy mummy go yummy in my tummy.
I want to see kid get strangled.
Wow. That's... I can't believe Loisos would open up the show like that. That's horrifying. Horrifying. Welcome.
Well, it is the end of October, Nick. It is the end of October.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 166 of the Epic Film Guys podcast.
Bloody, gruesome, brutal.
We're technically still recording in October, so Justin will not let Horror Month die, even though this does release on the 1st of November. I, of course, am...
I'm doing Horror Month. Nick. I'm glad that you're Nick. I'm doing Horror Month all through November. Fuck, never seen
it in
November.
Danny's gonna spank you with the belt now.
We're giving that up. I'm just gonna continue the horror challenge all through November.
You know why you'd skip Never Seen in November? Because you couldn't find like 10 movies there, horror movies that you've never seen before.
There are plenty of movies that I haven't seen before. You know what the problem is, Nick? You know what the problem is? It's that thing that we love on this show that we like to talk about all the time. It's called nostalgia. You know, every year we watch those certain movies that we love, that we adore. They bring back that feeling of the season. And well, I'm over 30 movies that I've watched this season, even though the new Halloween film has kind of taken a lot of my time. I'm almost there, and I've got two more days as of this recording to nail the 15. I'm going to be honest to our listeners here. As of this recording, I have not hit the 15. I am not one of the leading members here. So, unfortunately, I look like the bad guy. But I appreciate every single one of you that has participated this month in the Epic Film Guys 31-Day Horror Challenge. I'm literally in awe over some of your guys' numbers.
Yeah, it's
seriously
insane.
Insane.
Absolutely insane. We are live tonight recording in the Hopesters dumpster. We're going to be doing some prize drawings. That's going to be just for the Hopesters dumpster audience. We're not going to bore our podcast audience with that. But this is how you win prizes. Take part in these challenges. Take part in all the stuff we're doing. Put that burger down. He's got it, ladies and gentlemen. He's got it. And it looks legitimately, like I talked about this before, The Exorcist, the pea soup, that's exactly what that bun looks like.
Luckily, it doesn't taste like pea soup because I hate pea soup. Mm. I don't like peas. I like green beans. I like green vegetables. No pea soup, please. Imagine if they actually did like an Exorcist tie-in. Imagine that.
You open the burger and it spits
now
at you.
An Exorcist remake, and Burger King does an Exorcist pea soup burger bun.
Can we get Tom Hardy to play one of the priests?
Sure. Why not? He's got no work coming to him right now, that's for sure.
He's going to have that Venom sequel that's going to come eventually, which hasn't been announced yet, strangely
enough. I'd rather have them do a considering that WB and DC still haven't gotten shit on track, I'd rather them just say, we're fast-tracking a Bane solo movie.
Done.
I've always wanted my own movie.
Can we get the CIA guy from the beginning of the Dark Knight Rises as a cameo on it?
He's going to be one of the main characters the whole movie. It's going to be a crime drama, and the CIA guy, the whole entire movie, he's going to be tracking Bane, and there's not going to be any action in the movie until the last action sequence, and then Bane's going to break his neck in 2 seconds, and that'll be it. There'll be no action sequences at all.
I would watch the shit out of that movie. Don't know about you, but ladies and gentlemen, this will be a little bit different from your run-of-the-mill Epic Film Guys episode. No major release for either myself or Justin. We didn't watch anything. We've been doing horror movies, doing Harry Potter movies, trying to get caught up on our Harry Potter spotlights, which we will be getting to you, we promise, before Fantastic Beasts 2 comes out. We've just got a ton of random stuff to kind of go through tonight.
Housekeeping. housekeeping.
Tons of housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Challenges are coming to an end. The horror challenge with some amazing, and I mean some amazing number tallies from some of these people watching these movies. And we're chugging right along. The day that this releases, 1st of November, the beginning of the Never Seen It November Challenge. Can't wait. Also, we've done the horror challenge for 4 years. Also, the fourth year of Never Seen It November. I love this challenge personally. I think
it's
really, really nice because it allows you to really just kind of dabble into different genres, different eras of film. I think, like, what it was, it 1 or 2 years ago, I challenged people to watch a couple different movies from, like, the 20s, 30s, 40s, and something like that. I can't remember.
And you know, when I was thinking about this year's horror challenge, we had actually talked about you and I doing that for the horror challenge, like having people dig into 30s, 40s horror. But I know that a lot of that's really hard to come by unless you buy it. There is some stuff on Amazon Prime, but Netflix, just that's what most people watch movies on these days. It just sucks for those kinds of movies. So I love that a lot of places do Noir-vember. And that's kind of where I got the idea for Never Seen It November, as we discussed it originally. But for me, I know where I'm starting off with. I'm starting off with Brian De Palma, Never Seen It November. I've just been intrigued by a couple of his films I've never seen, which kind of lead into that Hitchcockian noir feeling of November. Ooh. It's always been that time of year, Nick, where I just want to dabble in black and white movies. It just feels like that type of the season.
Yep. That was actually one of my focuses, I think, 2 years ago or so. I endeavored to watch a whole bunch of movies from the black and white era. That was like the first time I saw 12 Angry Men, which is mind-blowingly good. If you've never seen it, please check it out. And there's just so many movies that I want to get a chance to catch, especially those movies selected by everybody who participated in the EFG Fitness Challenge back in September. I've got a huge list of movies, a lot of which I've never seen. All of them are going to be part of my Never Seen It November challenge because, hey, you guys did the exercises. I guess I gotta do the penance, right?
Yes. You have to suffer. You have to suffer for them enjoying.
Well, the first movie up is Tusk from our very own director Brennick.
Oh,
so.
Yes, I like that movie a lot. I like that movie. I see that director Brennick was absent during the horror challenge, but major props to them on the show. I just saw today Podbean actually shared their show. As
yeah,
an endorsement.
The podcast of the week on Podbean, yep.
That's right. If you're interested in
Netflix
checking out what's hot
awesome
on
stuff.
Netflix, check out Netflix and Swell. So major props to our boys over there. Big supporters of the show, good friends of the show. But I gotta say, I've had something very much in my back pocket leading up to this episode. I promised our listeners that I would do this live on the show,
oh,
and our patrons got a little, as you call it, taste of it in that segment, but I promised them that I would find and eat on the air the new Burger King Nightmare King Burger that supposedly gives you bad dreams. So this is it. I need to know if this thing gives me bad dreams. It's the Halloween season still, Nick. Don't push me out of my season just yet. Okay? don't try to ruin it for me. I got a couple of days left here. This is 1/4 pound of beef, a crispy chicken filet with melted American cheese, thick cut bacon, mayo, and onions on a green, that's right, green sesame.
Wait a minute. The burger has chicken and beef on it?
Yes, it does. And pork. Look at it. Doesn't it look amazing? Look at how the bun is coming apart at the bottom there. For those of you listening that can't see the live stream, I'm sorry for you. This thing just
looks. If you're listening, it looks as putrid as it sounds. It looks like I said, it looks like the pea soup from The Exorcist. He's sniffing it right now. And it's disgusting. I'm glad we do these visual segments for audio shows.
Something just fell out of it, Nick. I'm sorry. Something just fell out of it. Oh, it's that one piece of bacon that's probably been sitting there since 6 a.m. this morning. Just for you guys, our normal listeners every week, I'm going to take a bite out of it. Just so that way you know that I lived up to my promise to you.
I want to see kid get strangled.
I don't know what that has to do with Justin eating this disgusting looking burger.
One more bite. I have to really indulge in this thing. I really have to just indulge in it to know.
Indulge in it.
Look at look at it, Nick. Look, pieces of it are falling on my keyboard. Yep.
That's a lot of cum.
I'm going to have to go in and post and edit out the chewing sounds for those people that listen to audio on podcasts and can't stand chewing.
You'll have to leave it in.
Christiane wants to know.
Mouthfeel?
How's the mouthfeel?
Soggy. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's not the worst thing I ever tasted.
It sounds like the worst thing you've ever tasted.
Hey, man. I'm sure the Hopester, if he were around, he would be excited to see this thing coming his way. But I will promise that I will finish this burger after we record this episode. And I will let you all know next week on the show.
My God, what are you, loy sauce? What is this, like popcorn day again?
If I have any nightmares, I will let you all know. Not bad though. Not honestly, not bad. I don't know what the flavoring of the bun is though. It's green. There's a flavor to it.
You gotta just a piece of the bun. See if you can isolate it or something like that.
I'll try. Hold on.
Emily says we have to add the mouth sounds because we may have ASMR listeners who pay for the mouth sounds. Should we do an ASMR cast? We have Blue Yetis. We could totally do an ASMR podcast.
All I taste is salt. I don't fucking know. My palate's nowhere near as experienced as yours. I go out to a nice fancy dinner, and I'll spend $1.50 on a meal, and I'm like, that tastes just like that Big Mac I ate the other night. I don't know any better.
Well, Justin, I feel like I can't leave you with that taste in your mouth for a long time on the show, so I think we got to get right over that segment that we love. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What Are You Drinking?
I'm back! Puke and Rally!
I'm going to kick it right over to you because I want you to take another big swig of it. Wash this tasty burger
goon
down.
Goon. Goon.
God
goon,
damn goon. It.
I am drinking one of my favorite beers. Yeah, you guessed it. I know. I'm extremely predictable. I'm sorry. Stellar Parallaxed Double IPA from Aslan Beer Company. They just released it last week. Dry hopped with Galaxy, Simcoe, and Mosaic.
For you.
Got some pineapple and mango on the nose, some berries, and a little bit of pine there on the end of it. Oh, that nightmare burger. Maybe the nightmare I'm getting is indigestion. But it's good. This is one of my favorite beers from Aslan. It's good. I recommend it. 8.3% alcohol by volume. And, of course, no IBU rating for this beer. I like it.
Eddie's going to spank you with the belt now.
Yep.
And I'm sure, Nick, you have something much better up your sleeve. You probably have a stout or some fancy bottle of alcohol you bought.
I actually pulled this out of aging because I felt like it was time. It's our final episode recording in October. Just to celebrate the occasion, you'll remember back in like June or so when Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom came out, North Brewery did a bunch of special beers.
Oh, yeah. Was it the Raptor Blood?
It is my last Raptor Blood. I felt I had to do it. It's a cherry sour and it looks like blood. It doesn't taste like blood, thankfully. And it is fantastic. The aging did it wonders. The sourness, the tartness is amped up, especially on the back end. You just get a nice bite on the back end. Solid cherry fruit flavor. It's a really, really good sour. I really enjoyed this beer. The problem with it is I would have bought more, but they wanted like $8 for a 12-ounce bottle when they were selling it. So I was like, good God in heaven. Justin's dead. I just killed him. He's dead.
Sorry. I think that burger just gave me a minor heart attack.
Somebody in the dumpster, be prepared to jump on and fill in as emergency co-host if Justin keels over and dies during the recording of the show.
I should drink that Surge that I bought along with my meal.
Good God.
Surge, ladies and gentlemen. Surge. All you 90s kids, Surge. Like, do you know what happened this week?
Pants off and ran around.
Not only did I get a chance tonight to see the brand new Studio Canal 4K restoration of John Carpenter's The Fog, but David Gordon Green's Halloween just surpassed Wes Craven's Scream as the biggest opening, biggest anything for a slasher movie ever, and it's still not done yet. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that fantastic?
That is.
You liked the movie. I had a couple people text me, Nick, and actually text me and say, I'm shocked that Nick liked Halloween. I wanted to let you know that they were like, wow. I can't believe Nick liked Halloween.
You know, and I said it when I reviewed the film, and I'll say it again. It all goes back to the fact that they made the shape terrifying, and that all goes to James Jude Courtney, baby.
This is James Jude Courtney. I'm the new Michael Myers, and you're listening to the Epic Film Guys podcast. Thanks for being here, guys.
We're going to get into some good stuff here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of fun, a lot of housekeeping, as Justin mentioned earlier. And I think, Justin, we have to start, before we roll out of the first segment of the show, with our horror challenge check-in.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for your 2018 Horror Challenge Weekly Check-In. Head over to the Epic Film Guys Facebook group to check in your movie picks. Think you can scare up the courage to watch 15 horror films? Pleasant screams!
So, Justin, Horror Challenge. Now, this is your baby. You love doing the Horror Challenge every single year. You've watched a ton of movies already this year. You've watched a ton of new movies this year, but you have been bested, my friend, a lot by a country mile, as it were. I mean, I'm in awe. I am in awe of some of the movie totals that we've gotten from some of our absolutely dedicated listeners. You guys are amazing. My hat is off to you. You get, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the smattering. I don't know why you think that's insulting, Justin. That is the highest honor that we can bestow upon someone, the smattering.
Well, it's because I want you to give those amazing applause, like those
How is Monday that? Night that is Raw amazing. Applause. That's the smattering.
I want it to be like loud and obnoxious.
What if
and
I had like a slurping
and...
sound behind it, like someone's getting their dick sucked?
I would be okay with that. That's fine. We have those of you that are participating hardcore to the top level in the Epic Film Guys 31-Day Horror Challenge. Of course, Corey Wade, as of right this moment, upon recording, 71 movies.
I think you said he's trying to hit 75 by the end of the month.
Yeah, we've got Drew Hallam from Real Feels Podcast at 69 as of this recording. We've got Scott LaVar, of course,
The Flash,
over 50. We've got Robert Moreno, over 30, and plenty of you that have also participated.
And you know what the
Jared
best thing?
Taylor, you name it.
I love
so many of you.
I love the above and beyond that we get from a lot of our listeners. Like Robert Moreno, every time he watched one of those new zombie movies, he had makeup, like where he was done up as a zombie, and he posted it all over social media. It was like really, really nicely done makeup. It was really, really great to see him just dressed up as all these freaky, nasty ass
zombies.
He's
a huge zombie fan. He's a awesome gigantic stuff, zombie fan. That's his thing. Zombies are Robert's thing. I think it's like his secondary thing to Godzilla and Kaiju, of course. But huge, huge shout out to all you guys for participating. You guys beat me. You guys killed me. And of course, you made Nick look like a little tiny, minuscule ant that should be squashed and murdered and killed on Halloween. But no, for real,
no
that,
one
you guys are the reason why we do this.
No one expects me to finish the challenge. The 4 years in, I've never finished it. I probably never will. I said it. I said,
you got two more days. You got two more days.
If someone else
two more days
edits and releases every episode of the show next October, if someone else takes that off of my hands, I promise next year I'll watch 31 movies in October.
Like I said, release one episode just of Loy Sauce talking about how much he would like to see children in danger,
but I still got to edit that together, though. I still got to put that whole thing together. So it's not as easy as you'd think it is. I still got to
just record. You know, just bring a microphone into the urinal after he's had like five drinks at carpool or at Ned Devine's. Just record him in the urinal and he'll just be pissing going, I want to see children get strangled. I want to see children get stabbed. I want to see children get their head cut off.
And you're
that,
not
that's
my
the
dad.
Episode. And just repeat that. That shouldn't be that hard to do.
But yeah, it like literally we can't say enough how how much we love all of you guys that, really, really just went above and beyond. We had a number of people that checked in earlier in the month. I think they only planned on watching just the 15 movies. And then, like you said, the hardcores really, really got in there. Paul from the countdown, I think he just hit 16 tonight, actually.
That's right. That's and correct. Yep.
It's just amazing to see all the cooperation over there and to see all of the discussions. Jared Taylor says Nick not finishing the horror challenge is a horror challenge tradition. So there you go.
I mean, Gerald from 2P's, man, he's right around 50 right now as of recording. It looks like
Gerald's the man.
As of this moment, dude,
Gerald,
he's actually still checking in movies. Don't fret. You still have 2 days to keep going if you're listening to this on the live stream in the Hopester's Dumpster. So keep going. Keep killing it. That's what horror season is all about.
That's a lot of cum.
That is not what horror season is all about. I mean, I guess some kinds of horror. What in the hell are you doing?
Ugh, sorry. That burger's not making me feel too good. No.
Yeah, that's the nightmare. Like, that's the nightmare from the burger. You can't sleep and you're just going to be tossing and turning from fucking indigestion. It's going to feel like you've got like 1,000 little fucking Michael Myers right in your gut, slashing at the stomach lining all night long. That's what it's going to sound like. Don't rub your goddamn nipples. Get your hands away from your nipples. Always, always with the nipples. Patrick Sherwood said horror season? Yes, exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some more stuff to do tonight. More content, more fun stuff. We're just going to have a lot of fun. We're just going to have some fun tonight. I think I'm going to end up cutting together. We've got so much audio outtakes, just junk audio from a ton of different episodes that I have not had the chance to put together for a long time. And I think I'm going to put together some of that for you guys. So we're not going to do a ton of stuff when we come back. But we are going to come back and just have a little bit more fun tonight. Like I said, it's going to be a little bit of an unorthodox episode. Not doing any kind of major review or something. This is just us having fun, us relaxing, us kicking back and just enjoying the fact that we are
us,
the Epic Film
us
Guys.
Us eating a nightmare burger from Burger King.
And enjoying the amazing, yeah. amazing listeners that we have, the amazing audience that we have. You guys are incredible. All of you out there that listen, from those of you that interact a lot to those of you that never interact at all, we don't care. We love all of you and we really, really appreciate all of your support. We're over 100 reviews on iTunes, which is amazing. I'd love to shoot way further into the stratosphere on that. It's been absolutely amazing. We have, like, amazing peers in the podcast community. Just absolutely insane. Mike, and Oscar, I just listened to their review of A Star Is Born today. And I love their show. Like, they have the kind of show that we would have, Justin, if we were recording in the same room. Because their energy, like, the way that they feed off of each other, that's how we would be if we were recording in the same room. Like, we're already, like, off the wall and crazy like this. But they do an absolutely awesome show. In Session Film, we love those guys. Netflix and Swill, we mentioned them earlier. Once again, congratulations. And happy birthday, Caleb, by the way. Today is his birthday.
His birthday, yes.
Happy birthday, Caleb. I sent him a special card for his birthday as part of his
birthday is on the same day as $5 the 25th anniversary of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Get out of here. Nobody's ever seen that movie before.
No, nobody.
Well, that was a really shitty attempt at a segue, by the way.
I wasn't segueing anything, and I was just mentioning. It's a mention, not a segue. God.
Daddy's going to spank you with the belt now.
Yeah. Yeah. See what you earned. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're just going to wrap out the show. We're just going to have some more fun. We're just going to bullshit. We're just going to do whatever it is we're going to do. I'm going to chide Justin for not seeing A Star Is Born or Bad Times at the El Royale yet. It's horror month. I can't see those movies. I want to see my horror movies.
I want to see those movies. I don't have the time.
You know what? I saw you didn't go to work today. And you know what I saw in the Hopester's Dumpster all day over in the horror thread? I saw check in for these don't even sound like movie names. Like, they're not even movie names. You're just randomly pairing words together in Photoshop and just putting them on a background. There's no way some of these things are actually movies.
Terror in the Isles. The Driller Killer.
The Driller. Miss like the 45. Driller Killer. Like, what is that movie even about?
It's about a guy who kills people with a fucking drill. He's a painter.
What the fuck, man?
He gets pissed off because his painting career goes nowhere. A punk band decides to move in above his apartment, and he can't sleep. He can't do his art. So he finds, it's the early 80s, mind you, when portable batteries were still a new thing, where he's like, oh man, he sees a news brief, like a commercial. I can get a battery that's going on my belt loop, and I can go around and take my drill places, and I can drill people to fucking death with it.
Oh my god. That is, yeah. So that's what you could have done today. You could have gone to the theater, checked out
some good movies.
Instead of
I couldn't
the Driller Killer.
I'd rather watch the Driller Killer than watch anything else.
What are you going to watch tomorrow? The Ice Cube Man. That's probably a horror movie. There probably is a horror movie by that name. Find it.
I'm sure there is.
He stuffs ice cubes into people's mouths until they choke on them and die.
There should be the 12-inch cock man, too. That's how he kills them, too. He shoves his 12-inch cock down their throats and chokes them to death.
I sucked in their throats
until they suffocate, and then they die.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, because it's long, and then he squeezes their mouth on it, and yeah, they die because of it.
We love cock. Who said that? I don't know where that voice came from.
That should be you saying you.
I don't know that voice came from. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, some outtakes. Just some random outtakes from the last whoever knows how many episodes. I have outtakes that are over 100 episodes old at this point. Like, I have some old-ass stuff. We're going to spin some outtakes, and then Justin and I will come back, and we're going to wrap out the show.
This week in Epic Film History...
The first thing you get when you like start to drink it and like start to swallow it is the hops in the pale ale. But then like all of a sudden the sweetness, it doesn't really finish like a blood orange. You'd expect more of like a tart taste or like a sour taste. You don't really get that. You get like this really kind of sweet orange taste that just comes in almost like an afterthought at the end of it. It's really fucking weird.
Just like you. So it kind of like fits along with your personality.
And this has been Justin's Lisp, guys. I am Justin's Lisp, Nick.
I'm Justin's Lisp, Justin.
Hey, I was thinking earlier, why can't I be cast as a superhero? I was thinking that maybe I could be cast as the new Superman. So I was walking onto the set as that TW channel was filming their new Superwoman episode, and I saw some good-looking white male on the set in a Superman costume. I said, well, hey, why can't I be Superman? I look like shit, and I smell like shit, and the urine I've been pissing on myself for 10 years, but I could be Superman. That's what I call that. Fuck racism. There's no diversity for homeless men.
If Nick were here, and if Nick had watched Halloween Resurrection, in his words, I think he would say that the beginning of this film takes a huge diarrhea shit all over H2O.
I have one last thing I wanted to mention here as we wrap up the real rundown for this week. This is officially the last Epic Film Guys content that will be produced in the original Epic Film Guys studios, because I will be out of here this weekend.
Oh, man, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, so it is the end of an era, if you will. This is where me and Justin recorded a lot of the video reviews that we did when we did video reviews, back when Justin still lived in the area. And, you know, I love those memories. They were great times. And I'm glad we got the podcast back, because at least we got back some of that dynamic. But... yeah, this is it. This is going to be the last thing ever recorded here at the original Epic Film Guys Studios. So once I move, we'll christen the new Epic Film Guys Studio New York. But yeah, no, I want to thank Justin for all the great memories here and all of our visitors that we had here. Matt Parks and his Jerky Gold bringing us fat chunks of jerky.
Jerky Gold marinade.
Record our podcast and everything like that.
Still a quiet sponsor. In the
still
shadows.
A quiet sponsor when the wife lets him talk to us and come visit us and stuff like that. But and it was a scene where Edward Nigma's having like a fucking dinner party or something, I don't know, with Commissioner Gordon, or I guess Lieutenant Gordon, whatever the hell rank he is. Guess what good old Eddie Nigma does at the dinner party at the end of the scene?
Does he say, spank me?
No, he does not say spank me, but he does tell a riddle, because... And this is why I hate the show so much, is because it is just continuously jamming it down your throat over and over and over again, not to forget who these characters are going to be. It can't just let them, like, be three-dimensional characters and just, like, evolve them that way. It's got to have all these shitty tongue-in-cheek references to their own canon or whatever. And now that the announcements come through that they've cast a Mr. Freeze, or a Victor Freeze, I should say, for Gotham, you know goddamn well that this guy's going to show up in an episode, and it's going to probably be a fucking hour-long list of ice and cold puns that would make Arnold Schwarzenegger blush.
Freeze. And that in Justin's list. We'll be back next week.
It's okay. Another edition of Nick's Rant. But on the other hand, really
is this
did.
A new segment? Is this our new segment, Justin's Lisp?
Justin's Lisp. I'm going to talk about Jared Leto's Joker cover for Empire.
It had a lot of smegma to it.
Did I say what I say?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Damn it.
Continue.
No, well, Nick's going to have a fucking ball editing this.
I'm sorry, I completely derailed you. I was making a stupid joke. Continue.
Well, I'm just making sure I was saying the word correctly, because I...
You were.
So, fuck off. You dick.
I know. I do what I can. There's a lot of dick talk in this podcast tonight. I really feel like the Lisp is just poised to sneak back in here one of these days.
I'm gone. I died a long time ago. I do listen. Sometimes I don't know how to take you guys seriously because you like to bust my balls so much.
We most certainly do not.
I sucked a dick last night.
I don't know what that has to do with
it. I hate you. I hate you.
I have no idea what you sucking dicks has to do with anything about the Shape of Water, so.
I'm back. Puke and rally.
Give me a beer.
It just... God damn it. Every time. It never fails. Justin, we'll start with you first. Drop me a sound check.
Check. I'm eating a Dorita. Sound check. Dorita.
And Loy sauce.
Check. Check. Sound check.
Now, Justin, I want you to listen to that. That's what a professional sounds like. Not you and your chewing and your choking on dicks, talking about sucking dicks last night. That's
that wasn't even a real soundtrack.
Like.
You just played the thing off the soundboard. That wasn't real. I don't have faith in Suicide Squad 2 or that other Gotham City thing they're doing.
Jake actually brought up a really good point on our drive home from the theater. Why do we have to have the same characters in Suicide Squad 2?
Exactly.
The whole point of it is...
They can do new things, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to have the same god-awful characters. You can have Amanda Waller come back, and that's all you really need. What does she do?
I want
she
him to bring back the Enchantress as the villain so she can fucking dance
people are telling me, well, we're going to get to this in the second segment. We have to compare Suicide Squad to this because we're talking about two of the worst, if not the worst, comic book villains of any movies ever made. But
I wouldn't go that far.
I want examples. I'll require examples that are like significantly better. Out of this whole thing, and you know, I jokingly mentioned this so many times in our comment section on our Facebook page. Whenever we would post this news about the possibility of Disney buying Fox,
are you just
posting, I'd always say,
like, headshots of Ted Nugent in the Facebook page now that I'm not seeing?
God damn it.
Cool. You guys aren't doing a synopsis or anything. We're just going straight into the stuff we liked, right?
There's a war in the stars. Done. Synopsis over.
There it is. Done. We're done. Okay. All right.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, before we... hang on. Already
keep that in.
Started.
That was great. It was beautiful.
All right. And we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the... What the fuck was that? Good morning, everybody.
You got all smooth.
I did. I tried to be like, I'm going to play this cool. I'm introducing the podcast like I'm hitting on it. Like, yeah. Hey, Epic.
You got all
guys
late
podcast.
Night DJ on that. Let's get all late night DJ on it. And for your listening pleasure tonight, we have the Epic Film Guys. Delilah.
Oh, I hate Delilah. Don't even mention the woman's name. Please don't.
Hey, Justin. I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
I always want her to play a really inappropriate song, like, and he just broke up with me. And she's like, okay, we'll find something for you. And it's like, baby got back. And I just want to be, yeah, that's what I want.
Who qualified her? Who said that she was qualified enough to tell people what they should do?
I don't know. She's divorced with like 8 kids. I looked her up one day because I was like, who is this woman? And she looks like a clown.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
And of course, the establishing shots of San Francisco. You just want to break out and everywhere you look, everywhere God, you
there's
look.
There's a heart. A hand to hold on to.
You got 10 minutes.
It's funny, for me especially, because I was just there.
We've got to get it. Huh. We've got to get it.
The funny thing is, like, when you follow Wayne on social media and stuff and everything, and like, he does these amazing pencil drawings and stuff like that. Like, he did that little puppy and stuff. And I try to picture in my headspace Wayne sitting and sketching and drawing, like, this really cute little puppy, you know, with this incredible attention to detail. They're really incredible, Wayne. But, like, the whole time I'm figuring he's sketching them, being like, fuck this motherfucking cunt ass cocksucking mother goddamn son of whore.
You know what? It's
not too far wrong.
I said the same thing about Thor Ragnarok. I said that I felt like it was a little bit overlong. I felt that if you trimmed maybe 10-15 minutes out of that film, it would have been perfect. But that's also the third film in Thor. That's just a solo film with Thor with a bunch of other characters. All that shit's already established. You've got way, 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 way too fucking much to do to fit everything that Justice League has to do in a 2-hour runtime. I'll say it 1,000 fucking times if I have to. It was embarrassingly short. And I know it, like I said, it smacks of profit to me. It smacks of we don't have enough faith in it to think it's going to have legs or to think it's going to have explosive enough opening weekend to make us back our money. So we got to cram it in as many screens, as many theaters as possible. And I'm sorry. That's the biggest thing that killed this movie for me.
It's not as hard as, well, I can't talk about hard things. Oh my God. He seems like he wants to come out more and more and more often.
Over that button.
Let's not do it.
I sucked a dick last night.
Oh, I can't do it, but just make sure you add yourself to the Hopester's dumpster.
Do it.
All kinds of chances at giveaways, digital codes, t-shirts, hangouts with Loy Sauce. We can rent him to you or basically give him to you for free for a day.
No, he'll do whatever you want. We'll rent him. I like the idea of renting him. You get a discount if you rent him for like an entire week, I guess. I don't know.
So we can make something. I like the idea. We'll make something off of him.
But either way, last night.
Poor Loy Sauce.
Damn it, Loy Sauce.
Puking up in my bathroom after the Golden Globes, after he ate a bunch of Domino's and he drank a bunch of random beers.
Listen, that's what happens when you eat Domino's, all right? Cautionary tales, Loy Sauce. Cautionary tales.
They're the only ones, Nick, that will deliver to our apartment after 11 o'clock at night. So
yeah, you'd think that'd be something that they would have thought of. Like
just make this bigger. Make the mouth bigger. Like it. Fucking idiots.
The way you say make the mouth bigger makes me imagine
the lisp.
The dick being too large and the mouth is not wrapping itself around the giant dick. So make the mouth bigger. Ooh. Make the mouth bigger. I like it tight, but not that tight. Like, no teeth, man. Hashtag no teeth.
Hashtag no teeth. That's as good a time as any to count us into the show live. We're going in 5, 4, 3, 2. Help the up
Help the Elpic
fellas. One star.
And stuff.
And stuff like that.
All right. Let's go ahead and do the show. Nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Nasty boys.
Jesus Christ.
Nasty. Nasty boys. Nasty. Nasty boys.
See, now you're lucky. That's not going on the soundboard, though. Whatever you do, don't use that and put it on there. Don't do it.
Did you ever we get still have not got it out, so it's supposed to be cut. No fucking spoilers.
I'm so sorry.
I haven't downloaded any dodgy copies or anything Keanu like that. Reeves I just want to see them. It in the cinemas and get the fucking full experience, but still not out here, so I'm really waiting for that.
I'll give you one spoiler. Keanu kills a fuckload of people.
Don't lie. Don't lie. He kills like less than 10, dude.
Yeah, it's like four and a half or so.
They're just really brutal kills. Slow kills where they take like 5 to 10 minutes where they're like super slow-mo and like the bullets going through that, like the Matrix style.
Oh, yeah.
He waterboards a couple people.
The first 45 minutes is just Keanu stabbing a dude in the eye socket.
Exactly. Same guy. I'm sorry. It's so cool, though. It's so badass.
He takes the time to, like, freeze a guy in an ice block and then, like, decapitate him.
Excellent.
His face, he looks like a goddamn albino right now.
Do I really? Like
an albino thug or something like that, because he's got the neck tattoo and everything, and he's got, like, this scraggly-looking beard. So it looks like if you saw an albino in an alley somewhere and they were about to shank you, that was what Justin just looked like.
You know how tan I am right now? This is very deceiving what you're seeing. Wow. I'm very tan.
I don't know, but...
Damn you! Every single time you get to a point in the show, it's literally... You have to...
It's the acid
You need
reflux.
To put this in there.
It's the acid
Why?
Reflux.
You're doing it on purpose. It's the new I thing, though. Nick has the burp when he gets to his main point.
I swear to God, I'm not doing it. It's the acid reflux. A huge, huge shout out right off the top of the bat. Jesus, it's going to be one of those nights. Just you get
it
ready.
It certainly is.
Just you get ready.
Does the cat see that rat? I say no, no, you dirty rat. Don't be so loud. Hopster will come back. I'm telling you. Now that he's back in town, he knows there's a bottle of Jack Daniels in my fridge.
Oh, shit. That was a spacey drop. Nope. Oh, God. Oh,
I don't give a fuck because I'm not politically correct. Fuck politically correctness. Sorry. I'm being mean.
Oh, but thank
Lois
you
also
all.
Beat me. Lois also beat me with a cattail whip.
Who? What'd you say?
That Lois sauce there. He beat me last night. He told me that I was wrong because I'm politically incorrect and that I'm a piece of shit for it. So he hit me. He beat me.
Lois sauce. Hitting him.
Yeah.
Keep beating him. It's worth it. That's a testament to 2016 in film. Or I'm sorry, 2017.
Basically.
That's a testament to 2017
what year it is?
In film. I did.
More stinner. Hold on. You'll have to cut that. More sinister.
More sinister.
Because he don't stop till he get enough. Don't stop till he get enough.
Because I can't and I won't stop.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't blame it on the sun. Woo! Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to talk about Phase 3 of the Marvel
Cinematic
Universe.
He just dropped us in cold. He didn't even count
it
all. I'm not even ready now.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Man.
I didn't realize you needed me to count you in.
I just wasn't ready for it. I just wasn't.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
You should have just started us off. I don't know why you're giving me a show.
You need to do it. You need to do it.
Just, man. Here, just... There we go.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Out. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Was that good? Like
that sounded fine. We are so used to us counting. When you just went into a cold, I was like, what the fuck's happening?
Okay.
We always count.
Alrighty.
He's even sober.
I'm so confused.
3, 2, 1.
All right. We are going to be live in 5, 4, 3, 2,
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast for Thursday, September the 8th, 2016. I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
And I am Epic Film Guy Justin. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. And we... God.
Are you all right?
I don't even fucking know.
Did that opening bother you a little bit?
It did. I don't know. See, after that last week's fluke of getting one out in the first try, I just feel like it's... I don't know.
You knew that wasn't going to ever happen again, man. I told you with that fucking thing, I'm gonna reach through this microphone and shove it down your fucking throat, man. Stop sucking on that thing.
All right, we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast for Thursday, September the 8th, 2016. And I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
I am Epic Film Guy Justin.
How are you, Justin? What the fuck? Oh, God.
Someday you'll find it, the Rainbow Connection.
Wow.
Jesus.
Dan, follow that up.
112-1-1-2-W-H-L-W-W-A-U-L-B-C.
We'll go in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very, very much for listening to the episode. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. God. Yeah, we'll take that again from the
fucking
top.
Fucking drunk.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you.
You already came in here this episode. Get the fuck out.
Will you give me a couple of quarters for a double cheese and then I'll leave?
All right, here you go.
You can at least put this in the outtakes. I know that Patrick Sherwood will buy 5 more shirts with my face on it if you will keep putting me on the show.
That is very true. He won't even wait for us to put a Hobster shirt out. He'll do it himself.
Yeah, so the... Bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da ba da bum ba da bum ba da ba da bum ba da bum ba da 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 ba da. The next film on my list.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. Whatever I want it to be. I don't know. Mason, drive over here and bring that bottle of Jack. Let's have some fun. How far are you? Where are you
at? It's almost gone. Like it started halfway through, but now I got about a quarter left. So I'm feeling it.
I'm driving over there. I don't care if I have work in the morning. Fuck it. Let's get wasted.
And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Nick, you're going to cut this out. Blah, blah, blah. I have to look up this information about my drink. Yes, this is me talking to you, Nick. I'm making you edit this shit right now.
I like it. Hey, what's up, Nick? Make sure these edits are tight, son.
He better, damn it.
To bring you up to speed in one sentence, Justin, Wayne got pussy last night.
Oh, also, this Thanks, happened. Guys. Wait.
Is it like a virtual locker room?
I sucked a dick last night.
That happened too. Yeah. Believe me, there was more chance of that happening than me getting some pussy last night.
Double cheese.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you, go fuck yourself. I don't want any of that. I want some Mr. Boss. Give me that fucking rye whiskey with the apple wood taste to it.
How dare
I
should
have gotten that bottle. Fuck you.
No, I just want to hear what you have to say. Oh, I adore your thoughts.
Give you words of advice.
No.
Come on in yourself. Well,
how can I give you words of advice? You're the one that sucked the dick last night, not me. So,
look, I think the
I sucked a dick last night.
No, you played the wrong one.
Proof's in the pudding. I don't know what to say.
I sucked a dick.
Wait a minute.
Last night.
There you go.
Now I don't know what to think.
I sucked a dick last night.
All right, Loisauce,
you definitely did. You definitely did, Loisauce.
You're in the bathroom, I guess. And I'm just kind of rambling. Nick, I'm going to need your editing help here because Justin just up and left the scene, I guess.
All right. Well, my number 5, I doubt, is going to make anyone else's list.
Cut that.
That's
shit
it. That's
out.
My number 5.
Cut it out.
The number 5 blows.
Dude, thank you. It's a fucking honor and a privilege, guys. I fucking love you guys.
Thank you. Same for us.
So, thank you. Thank you for fucking being on.
Now, Justin Appreciate and I are going to double team the shit out of Tomko and Eiffel Tower his ass, but hey.
All right. DP! All right, see you guys.
Peace, man.
See ya.
So let's get around the panel here, and we'll start with Wayne. Just, you know, motherfuck.
God damn it.
I did not hit her. I swear, I did not hit her. I did not.
I did not hit her. Mark. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
All right, I'm going to take that again. Ready? We're going to talk about our top five movies of the year.
Nice. Yes. Is that one of them?
That was one of them, probably.
The big belch.
No, I just want to hear what you have to say. Oh, I adore your thoughts.
Give you words of advice.
No.
Come on in yourself. Well,
how can I give you words of advice? You're the one that sucked the dick last night, not me. So.
Look, I think the...
I sucked a dick last night.
No, you played the wrong one.
Proof's in the pudding. I don't know what to say.
I sucked a dick
Wait a minute.
Last night.
There you go.
Now I don't know what to think.
I sucked a dick last night.
All right.
Loisos, you definitely did. You definitely did, Loisos.
You were thinking sponsors.
Nick licks my pee-pee.
I will hit you so fucking hard. God damn it. All right. And everybody...
Should it be more sexy than that, though?
I don't
should
think
it be like be. More like should it be like we'll see you wait a minute, something just started to come out of me. I don't even know what that was.
I'm back, Puke and Ray. Woo! Give me a beer.
I'm doing the
yes,
take that every week, just take that every week and use that. Fuck that guy who actually does it in Varsity Blues. I got it. Or whatever the fuck the movie is. Who cares?
People.
Fuck people. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm like... Bleh, 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 bleh. I'm afraid I'm just going to say fuck a bunch of times, and that'll be my entire review of people.
I am the cream of the World Wrestling Federation, and you know the cream rises to the top.
It really is the best part of that he... I think he does it, what, like 6 or 7 times during that interview, just produces another little thing of
cream. He just pulls out another fucking creamer.
The best part of that interview is just watch Mean Gene's face every time he pulls out another creamer, because I swear Mean Gene's like flabbergasted.
Where is it coming from?
Well, that's why I put him on my top five, and I'm like, he was just such an entertainer, man. Fuck what he could do in the ring. It was like you were just drawn to his, like, when he's on the mic, you know?
I know that Macho Man is powerbombing Jesus in heaven right now.
I said, I don't like that kitten. Now get rid of it.
Yes, I said, I don't like that kitten. Now get rid of him.
Was that your sound check?
112. 1-1. This is Kermit the Frog here, and checking in before we do the news brief. Miss Piggy here, are you ready to do the show?
I was really hoping you were going to do the Miss Piggy voice, too.
I don't even know if I'd be able to. I can try. I don't know, man. That's a little over my head. That's a challenge. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Why don't you do the Miss Piggy? You could figure that out. Then we could do the Miss Piggy and Kermit show. The epic film frog and piggy show. There you go.
Epic film frog and piggy show. Jesus Christ.
I'm spilling my beer on myself because the thought is just so amazing.
Jesus. We can discuss that absolute diarrhea pile of a song that they did, that Fall Out Boy did with Missy Elliott.
We're not even going to talk
Holy
about that. No, please
Jesus
don't.
Jesus,
please
God.
Don't.
Imagine if you were forced to watch Independence Day for 3 hours straight and eat nothing but stale movie theater popcorn and really warm Coke for 3 days straight, and then the mess you would leave in the toilet after that. That's what that song is. It is horrifyingly bad. It's like ear cancer.
It is ear cancer. I'd rather take a cup full of razor blades and swallow them and literally live with the fact that I've done that and be okay with that.
All right, dude, whatever.
Alrighty, so like I said, we'll roll in. We'll just do some normal bullshit, and we'll welcome Mason back to the show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll do it. We'll keep it fresh, and we'll keep it free, and we'll touch our dicks 5 times, at least per segment.
5.
Per segment.
Okay.
All right, per minute.
Okay, I just hold it the entire time, usually, honestly. It's just a comfortable thing for me.
A loving caress. Oh,
my favorite thing in this film, you already touched on it, actually, was That right there.
Please make that a blooper.
Right. Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we hope you enjoyed some fun things.
Random. Very outtakes. Random.
We just gave away a ton of prizes. Stuff.
None of us remember. I don't remember any of that.
That's because you ate that nightmare burger. I bet you that thing's killing your fucking brain cells right now.
It ain't even finished. I still promised our listeners that I would finish the burger. So after we're done recording, I have to go finish. Of course, I'm going to heat it up, though. And then I'm going to finish that burger. And then I will let you guys know next week on the show when we review Bohemian Rhapsody. That's right. I'll let you know if I had any nightmares. If my nightmares are of Bryan Singer coming to my house and grabbing my wee-wee as I sleep and pulling on it and waking me up to say, I wish that you were a 9-year-old boy. Please come with me.
You are not his type. You are way too old. Whenever you
Google Bryan Singer, Nick, X2 doesn't come up. X-Men doesn't come up. Days of Future Past doesn't come up. Valkyrie doesn't come up. What comes up is pictures with him and 13-year-old boys. Just letting you know, in case you've never Googled Bryan Singer.
Apparently, with Bohemian Rhapsody coming out, his name, of course, has been popping back up in conversations and stuff like that. And
stuff like that, yeah.
With Bryan Singer, like, it's like one of those worst-kept secrets in Hollywood that he likes them young. But apparently there's, like, some expose that's, like, due to hit like one of the major publications like very soon, like right around the time
they've been holding it back.
Yeah,
even though I mean he got booted from it like midway through or three quarters of the way through and they had to reshoot a bunch of stuff anyways, so whatever. Like, I'm not even looking at it really as a Bryan Singer movie. I'm just picking fun because I'll pick fun at Bryan Singer any chance that I can possibly get.
You know, it definitely still is a Bryan Singer movie because they didn't do like what they
They didn't change the director name on or anything.
Solo. They didn't do this where they had to come in and reshoot everything, and then the incoming director gets the credit. Most of what was shot was Singer's footage. They just brought in Dexter Fletcher to finish it off and, you know, finish basically post-production. The film was something like 80% finished, I think, when Fletcher came along.
We'll see how it comes together. This is the beginning of November. There are movies this month that are coming out. Suspiria, the new Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie. Hopefully that redeems something for you, Nick. And plenty more where that came from. So we have a lot of movies that we're going to be talking about this month in November, my birth month, on the Epic Film Guys podcast.
Cannot wait. We've got our first ever crossover with the girls from Boozy Movies, Hannah and Julia. That's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to be talking about Overlord. I can't wait. That's going to be really, really exciting. They do a hilarious show, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about Overlord with them. It really seems like the kind of movie that we're both going to approach from like completely different angles. So it'll be really, really interesting to see where we come together on that. That's going to be really, really fun.
The trailers for me, I mean, even though I did not react initially to the first trailer.
I hate the first trailer.
That I would have liked. But you know what, though? The more and more I see it in theaters, the more and more I'm like, you know what? I can see where this would appeal to like the mid to late teens. Well, like,
I think critically, I think its rating is sitting pretty high on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but that trailer that we didn't like, what I'm saying is I feel like that trailer, when I've seen it in theaters with audiences, it appeals to that like mid to, you know, late teen level.
Yeah.
Which is where it's supposed to land because that's the kind of movie they're supposed to go to see. Even though when it's a war movie and it's a period piece, usually kids don't flock out for that kind of thing, but I'm looking forward to it. I've heard some decent things about it. There are plenty of movies. We've got a lot of great movies coming from now, and On the Apocalypse is coming as well, Nick. I don't know if you're excited for that one or not, but if you've watched the trailer, we've got a lot of good movies coming up from now until December. We've also got a lot
of... I won't get the chance to see them here because, of course, I live in my market, but a lot of films that really hit the festival circuit hard and have generated a lot of buzz are going to be seeing release in November. And we've also got, of course, Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And we've still got four Harry Potter episodes to get in your ears before our full review of that, which lands on Thanksgiving Day.
I just pray that Fantastic Beasts 2 is nowhere near as boring as The Half-Blood Prince, which is one of the most boring movies I've ever watched my entire life. There's no cool animals. Scabbers is not in it in full rat form.
Why didn't you say Scabbers first? Because we know that's the only thing you care about.
I do see Scabbers show up, though, maybe in the movie afterwards, but he ain't a rat, though, god damn it.
Yeah, that is very, very true. So we've got all that to do. We've still got a ton of other content. And then, of course, we roll into December, best of the year time. We start looking forward to the Oscar season even more. There's some amazing movies coming out in December
and
as well.
In December, Nick wants to watch all December, every single day of the week, is A Christmas Story. It's his favorite movie of all time. He looks forward to it every year. He's going to be watching that. Actually, he's so excited. He's going to travel with me to go see The Christmas Story house. He wants to go on a bus trip with me just to see that. And then we're going to go record a show there. And he's going to talk about how much he loves it there on location.
You are. I
want to see a kid get decapitated.
Wow.
Is that burger? How long ago did I eat that burger? You have a podcast about eating food, Nick. The restaurant. How long does it take for food to affect my mental stability?
I'm pretty sure it started affecting it from the moment you took a bite of it. Like, man,
is it legal? Is it legal for them to put toxins? You've been slurring your words
a lot. Like, I don't know if maybe it was laced with something. Like, maybe the bun is green because it's a weed bun. What?
No, I know the difference because I smoked some resin on our break, so.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we hope you enjoyed the outtakes. We hope you've enjoyed this unorthodox show. We don't often get the chance to sit back and relax. Usually we've got way too much content to pack into an hour, and tonight we just had all the time in the world to just basically sit down and rap with you guys and just tell you how much we love you, tell you how much we appreciate everything that you do for the show, sharing the show on social media, listening to the show, interacting with us over in the Hopester's Dumpster on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. It's amazing. And we really, really, really do appreciate it. And it's amazing. So I think that's it. I think we're going to sign off. Goodbye. Go away. Get out.
And yes, if you get a chance to see the new 4K restoration by Studio Canal of The Fog, John Carpenter's The Fog.
You can just go on Netflix right now and watch the shitty remake.
No, please don't put any of our listeners, new or old, through that. He's not Superman. He only puts on the suit in the last episode. He don't count as no Superman.
He doesn't even put on the suit. It's a t-shirt, and then the rest of the shots are just far away in a CGI suit.
Check that out. And yet, we praised it last week. If you have yet to give it if you have not given a chance, hold on.
What did that burger do to you?
If you have not given a listen to our new episode where we review David Gordon Green's Halloween, please give that a shot and make sure you go check that in theaters right now. I don't know, Nick, what's going on in that burger.
I'm afraid. I don't want you to die in the night now. Like, I feel like you've been poisoned.
Thank our listeners. If they all commented, no, please don't have Justin eat that. Please be safe.
Listen, this is like when you caught me drinking a Bud Light and you made me drink a pumpkin beer as penance for it.
I've only had 3 beers tonight. Y'all know that doesn't mean much. That burger's doing something to me. So I'm done for the night.
God in heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, we really, really do appreciate everything that you do for the show. If you like the show, if you're listening to the show and you haven't reviewed us on Apple Podcasts yet, head over to Apple Podcasts, the link's down in the show notes, and leave a review and a rating for the show and subscribe to the show. Once we get to 125 reviews, whenever that ends up being, we're going to give away a bunch of $25 Visa gift cards. If you want to get in on that action, all you got to do is leave us a review. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, for $1 a month, $1 a month, over a year now, we've been doing the patron-only segment of the show, which is at least 20 to 25 minutes of additional audio every single week. And then there are some weeks where the show is an hour longer, like just tons of extra content that I cut out
of the main show just for patrons, and you get perks.
So much content of Loisaw saying how much he wants to see children murdered.
I don't think you can ever have too much content about Loisaw talking about killing kids.
I sucked a dick last night.
What does that have to do with? Jeez. He's all over the place tonight. You can't get a beat on him. I'm going to be putting together the first ever patron loot boxes. They're going to be going out before Thanksgiving to our $20 and above patrons. I just sent out today for our $5 patrons at the $5 level, 5x5 film reel magnets. And these things are legit amazing. I absolutely love them. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. We really, really do appreciate everything that you do. Thank you so much to everybody over in the Hopester's Dumpster tonight that checked out the live airing of the show. Of course, it's going to stay up in the dumpster. So you can go back if you're listening to this. And you can go to the Hopester's Dumpster and you can see the shenanigans that transpired. If you want to see Justin actually eat, put this disgusting burger in his mouth, you'll see it live in the Hopester's
Dumpster.
That
burger I'm going to go finish as soon as we're done recording. God, it's happening. We
love you. Thank you so much for listening. For myself, for Justin, for the god of podcasting.
You're not my dad.
No, I'm not. Justin is. Thank you all so, so, so very much for listening. And
fruity, yummy, mummy, oh, yummy in my tummy.
I want to see kid get strangled.
Wow. Just, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you
at the movies.